Aletha Russell is the founder of She See Me, a body care line that is focused on making products for your skin that are natural enough to eat. Her motto is, if it can't go in your body, it shouldn't go on your body. From a young age, Russell gained an interest in the benefits of eating healthy and using healing herbs. Now she enjoys educating others about living healthy and fitness, and she considers herself a humanitarian. Russell currently works with the Four Oaks Day Center, advocating for the homeless community in Hampton Roads. Before starting She Steamy, Aletha and her husband use recycled items to make jewelry. She Steamy currently offers bath salts, foot soak salts, edible lip sugar scrubs, body oils, and body butters. Russell hopes to expand to lingerie and soap. Thank you so much for coming here and doing the podcast. Basically, we just wanted to take an opportunity to highlight the mentees in the program. And we really want to know how we're helping, how we can help even more, and just what your experience has been like. This will go on the website, so other mentees will be able to listen to it and hopefully mentors as well. So we'll just get started. So my first question is, what made you want to become an entrepreneur?
So after working for several businesses for all of my life, I really got tired of the runaround, and I knew I had something that I could offer someone that would not only help me, but to help them and help their body and help them to gain a new perspective of who they are. And I'm trying to retire early, so I still want to make money on the side, so my own business would be perfect right through here.
What can you tell us about your business or more about your business?
So again, as you've already mentioned, it is a body care product, a body care business, where I offer natural, handmade, homemade body butters, bath salts, lip sugar scrubs, foot soaks, and I do actually have lingerie now. And am I allowed to say sexy lingerie? Am I allowed to say that? And sexy lingerie to more conservative lingerie I offer. So it touches all age groups.
I wanted to know, who is your mentor, and how has your relationship with your mentor impacted your business?
Wow, so I guess that would be Dr. J. O'Toole. I actually participated in a weekend entrepreneur class with Dr. J. O'Toole and Rob, and they had, other mentees on there and other people who actually started their businesses, and I was so impressed with the way that that the whole seminar one, it wasn't just a seminar, it was actually innovative, it was informative, and all of the business owners and mentees, they were polished. They appeared polished, and I need the polishing, so I'm glad about that, and I've been working with Dr. J. O'Toole ever since.
Can you tell us about your business plans for the future?
So the current business plans now are, first of all, online word of mouth sales. I have a couple of events coming up. One, as a matter of fact, next week in Richmond at a flea market. I'll be vending my products at a book signing, and then also at a church function in July. And that's as far as the vending goes. And I also am working on a website. That's the biggest piece of my business, is getting that website up and getting it going and out there so people can see the products and they can see more of what the business is about.
So I want to ask, and I know you do a lot with fitness, you do a lot with just eating healthy, living healthy. And then you have your body care line, and now lingerie, which is awesome. I love that. So my question to you is, why is your business necessary, especially in Hampton Roads? Not only what you sell as far as products, but also just the knowledge that you're able to spread to your clients.
And that's huge for me because, again, I'm all about being natural. And I know a lot of not only body care products, but foods have so much dye and food coloring and preservatives and additives in there. And I decided to make a product. And I know I'm not the only one, but I know there's rare businesses in Hampton Road that have the whole natural, holistic feel to them. And my products are all natural, organic products. Like I said, if I can't eat it, I don't want it on my body because, you know, our pores soak up everything. So when that natural product is soaked into your body is getting nourished and getting healthy through my products.
Okay, and my next question is in regard to the lab and in your work with Dr. J. O'Toole. So what obstacles have, being a part of the lab and being a mentee, what obstacles have you been able to overcome in this time?
Oh, that's good. That's a really good question. So the obstacles, first of all, is obtaining an EIN. I got that a few weeks ago. I was totally green as to what paperwork, so forth, to pick and processes to pick. The EIN was a big one. Business licensure, I'm working on that as well. And again, that website, a pesky website. I had a website, I won't mention the name, but it didn't quite work well. But yeah, those were the three things: is branding, getting the website up, getting the business license, getting the EIN, and all the backwards, back end parts of the business to get it really up and running.
So I love that because a lot of times we get an idea for a business and it's just like, I just want to get started. I just want to start serving clients. I just want to start making money and pour into the community. And then, you know, you think about all these other things that you have to do. You know, they are necessary, having an EIN and having a business set up. So that's really awesome. I'm glad that Dr. J. O'Toole has been able to help you with that because that is really awesome. Okay, my next question is, how do you stay fired up about your business? I mean, you work full time. I know you said that you want to retire early and hopefully your business, or we know your business is gonna help you to do that or help that become a reality. But how do you stay fired up even, you know, working full time and having your business on the side?
How I stay fired up is, again, the motivation to retire early and to be on my own, to be able to just travel when I want and still operate a business at the same time and not having to answer to anyone other than those I serve my business, my products to. So, yeah, that's the motivation. And I'm trying to get out of there early, and I'm ready to go as quick as I can.
And I know you mentioned going to a seminar with Rob and Jay, with the lab. So my next question is, what other resources have you been able to utilize? Because this podcast will also be for, you know, Hampton Roads residents. We all have businesses in Hampton Roads, and we all want to serve this area and encourage other entrepreneurs to get out there. But what other resources do you feel like have been helpful in just being an entrepreneur in the area?
And that's a great question. So actually, in the area where we're at now, 25 and J, that's a nice, fresh, new business endeavor. I think it's wonderful. The buildings are beautiful. I've seen some good things coming out of 25 and J, and they're actually getting ready to open retail space, and I want to put my store in there, so that's good. And I also have seen a lot of women entrepreneurs who look like me, probably sound like me, have the hair like me, and that's impressive to me, and I like to see that because I know that people who look like me are doing things. I've visited a lot of websites, even YouTube, some YouTube people, and I say if they can make money, I can make money and be happy and do what I really want to do as opposed to doing what I need to do.
That is awesome. And that is the key right there. Representation, for sure. Okay, so Kern, we talked about some of the things that you had to overcome in the lab is kind of help. So I wanted to know, besides the website, what is a challenge that you are currently facing, and just how are you utilizing either the lab or just any other support to overcome that, even just in the midst? And I ask this question because I think it will encourage entrepreneurs who are in the same boat as you are, or in the same boat as any of us, and just trying to figure out how to move forward. Cause sometimes we can kind of get stuck, you know, on the escalator and not really, there is no blueprint to entrepreneurship. So whatever, you know, you have, whatever you have to add to this question, I'm sure will be helpful to somebody who hears it.
So right now, balance is key, because I do, like you said, work a full-time position. And then I'm also in a Newport News Leadership Institute. So that's about 3 or 4 or 5 times a week I'm out of the office, so to speak. And when I'm out of the office, I'm actually going back into classrooms in the evening. So balance is big. And then still trying to operate and get my business off the floor. So that's all, it's balance for me right now, getting everything balanced and in order and staying focused.
How do you stay organized with all of that? Because that is a lot. But I'm curious, because I have my business, and then I have this job, and then I have school. So how do you stay organized with all of that?
And I'm a multitasker. I don't know if it's a gift or a curse, but I'm a multitasker, so I can actually do multiple things at one time. So I have, at my home, for instance, I have my desk where I do my my business. Then I have another side where I might do some work for my job that I work. Then I have another side for family and friends. So it's all about balance again and organization for me. And I'm a multitasker, and it really works. I like multitasking. It keeps me busy, and it works for me.
All right. Well, as long as you stay healthy, I think that sounds like a plan. And so I do want to hit on the health. How does, because I think sometimes even just living where we live, there are a lot of fast food options. There are a lot, and even some of the more healthier options are a little bit more expensive. And so for someone who probably eats out, you know, a few times a week and probably isn't living the most healthy lifestyle, but they want to, what would be your advice? Like, what would be one step in the right direction?
I know you're gonna hate me for this, but I do not eat out. I'm sorry. I prepare my meals and meal preps. I do the old-fashioned thing, except for I do it on the phone. I have a list of things that I need for the week. I'll go ahead and meal prep, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and it works, again, because I am out of the door by 6 o'clock in the morning and back home maybe 8 o'clock at night. So the meal prep is very important, getting your water in and still managing to set aside 30 to 40 minutes for exercise. If you can get an hour on the weekends, if there's such a thing as a weekend, you can get an hour in on the weekend. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for this good information. I know a lot of people, it's not quite New Year's anymore. And I think a lot of us have probably forgotten about our wanting to get healthy. So I think that was a good start for all of us. All right, well, that was the last question. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you have any parting words, please.
I do. I also want to thank not only Dr. J. O'Toole, but Kia Douglas for taking her time out. I know she's a student, too, and, you know, ODU for having this marvelous, lab that I'm in now. It's beautiful. And just for everything you guys are doing to help entrepreneurs and just opening this up and taking time with us. I know it's not easy to do that, but thank you as well.
You're very welcome. It is my pleasure. I was so glad I got assigned to Rob and Jay again.